Last Comic Standing is back on NBC. Comedian, well, fellow Canadian also, Russell Peters, joining us on the line right now, part of the judging panel. Hey, Russell.
Hey, Jeremy.
You're sitting by Roseanne a lot, so I hope you can still hear properly. Let's talk about the show, though. Last Comic Standing, it's been off for a couple years, but it's returning now on NBC, as I said. So what's the concept of the show, basically?
You know, it took a four-year leave of absence, and it came back, rebooted, with Wanda Sykes and Paige Hurwitz as the executive producer. So, you know, it's not being chosen by network people. It's being chosen by comedians. So that makes the talent pool a little bit deeper, and the competition a little bit stiffer.
So really, this is kind of, everybody's familiar with the singing competitions or the talent competitions. This is, comedians basically come out on the stage, impress the judges, impress the audience. And is there public voting for this too?
There is no public voting this time. That's the difference. The winner is chosen by myself, Roseanne Barr, and Keenan Ivory Wayans. We are the three judges, and we have final say.
I've got to ask, though, are you allowed to heckle the contestants if they suck?
We have said stuff to them in some of the tapings. You'll see.
Actually, I want to ask you about that, going off the show here for a second, though, about hecklers. You know, you always hear those stories that it's the smoky comedy clubs, the drunk guys in the audience think they're funnier than the comedian, and then it really, I imagine it takes your routine in a whole other direction. I'm not a stand-up comedian, so I've got to ask, like, how, can you prepare for that? You just spit out whatever comes to your mind? Tell me about hecklers.
Well, as a comic, that's what you're supposed to do, is say what comes to mind, but, you know, a lot of times the audience... Comedians, we're a little darker than most people can get, so we go for the jugular, and then that usually turns people against us, even though we didn't start this whole, you know, battle with the person. So you kind of, it's something that we don't look forward to, and it's not welcome at the shows. It's just it's a job hazard, if anything.
Is it something that happens often, though?
No, not really. I mean, if you deserve it, maybe, but if you're, you know, you're having a good time up there and somebody wants to just be a jerk, then that's really their problem, not yours.
We've had some questions sent in for you, so we'll get to as many of them as possible. Mark asks, your humor can be pretty risque. Is there anything that is off limits that you won't make jokes about?
I generally stay away from religion because I don't believe in a religion or any religion for that matter. And a lot of people do, and they are very passionate about it, and you know, if you need religion in your life, then that's, you know, that's good for you. It just, you know, my opinions on it are just that, my opinions on it. So I always stay away from religion because I'm not there to offend anybody or hurt anybody's feelings. I just want to make you laugh. And that's really the bottom line with a comic.
Okay. Roxanne asks, do you remember the first joke you told that got you big laughs?
No, I don't remember the first one that got me big laughs because I remember having to work for a couple of years before I got some big laughs. but I can imagine it wasn't very good nonetheless.
What is the process like, though, when you're, let's say you're putting together a stand-up routine? Do you bounce your jokes off anybody? Do you just kind of get an idea of what you think is funny so people will find it funny? Like, what sort of preparation do you do?
Well, like, I am now in the process of getting my tour material ready for my fall tour, which starts in September in Canada. It might even actually be starting in Winnipeg, if I'm not mistaken.
Good time of the year.
But September, you know.
Yeah.
Coming up. Mm-hmm. But I'm in the process of doing that right now, and all I do is get on stage every night for two or three shows a night and work it out till it fits and it sounds right and moves right and makes people laugh.
Do you have an example of a joke or a line or a story that you thought would just kill, but it totally bombed?
You know, there's plenty of jokes where I think are hilarious and they never get the reaction that I think they deserve, and then maybe it could be the way I'm saying it, it could be the tone, it could be the crowd. There's a good chance the joke may have just sucked, and I thought it was funny.
We've got to get back to the music. We're going to have more with comedian Russell Peters from NBC's Last Comic Standing right after this. That's what I said. All right, we're talking with Russell Peters. Last Comic Standing is back on NBC. We're taking some questions from you. We're probably not going to have time for all of them, but let's get back into them now. Karen asks, did you have any idols growing up? And I guess comedic idols. What made you want to get into the business, she asks.
Well, I mean, I love George Carlin and Steve Martin, Eddie Murphy and Don Rickles. And, you know, and being a Canadian, we have a great way of looking at the world because we're outsiders, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. When it comes to sitcoms and, you know, the other primetime shows that are on, the scripted comedies, let's say, what do you think of the way television writers are doing comedy these days? Shows are getting canceled really quickly.
Shows are getting canceled quickly because they're so focused on... I mean, the problem is political correctness has really, really ruined the way we speak. We're not allowed to say anything anymore. And the problem with that is people focus on the words instead of the intent. And that's what you really need to focus on, is the intent. What was the intention behind the person saying this? Was it intended to hurt your feelings? Was it intended to be offensive? Or was it just said to intended to make you laugh? And you really got to get to the root of the intention with words, because, you know, people are just crazy with it nowadays. Everybody wants to be that person who's like the whistleblower. Ah, he said this. He's a bad person. I'm like, no, just because they said that doesn't mean they're a bad person, you idiot.
Well, no, exactly. Isn't that weird, though? Like, back in the 70s, at All in the Family, everybody always talks about as being, you know, hilarious, and now there's a warning because it's offensive, and we're almost taking a step backwards in terms of our tolerance for things.
And there's that, and then, you know, this whole freedom of speech thing that we're always bragging about is really almost void at this point. You can't have freedom of speech if you can't say what you need to say.
Right. And you certainly do say what you need to say when you're on tour. So I know that you're in Utah right now, right?
That is correct. And if anybody's jealous, don't be.
And you're going to be visiting our friends in Scottsdale, Arizona. Where are your other tour dates? I guess it's all on your website, right?
Yeah, it's all on RussellPeters.com. And there's a bunch of dates going over the summer. And then in the fall, we kick off my new tour, which is called Almost Famous.
And it's going to be swinging through Canada, you said?
It's starting in Canada. So I'm going home first.
Nice.
Always make sure home is happy before you go on with the rest of the world.
That's right. But you're going to be making everybody laugh on Last Comic Standing. It's Thursday nights, right, on NBC?
NBC, starting May 22nd, every Thursday night.
All right. Well, check your local listings. Russell Peters, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.